welcome friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth Time once again, and to greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And listen, friend, I tell you, if he isn't yours, he can be. If he isn't yours, he wants to be. In fact, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's what the Word of God teaches us. Without doubt, no uncertain terms, as clearly as it can be stated, Christ came to seek and to save that which is lost. So, if you're lost today, as we find you, as we meet each other here at this radio station, listen, you can end the day saved, on your way to heaven. Your sins under the blood, your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, you sealed with the Spirit, and you have the witness in yourself. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Hey, I'm going to tell you, friend, that's what you need. That's what you're searching for, looking for, if you're lost and undone. Friend, listen, you'll never be satisfied with the things of this world. Well, hope this finds you well. Know it finds you blessed. I've opened my Bible to the book of 1 Peter, right after the book of James, right before the book of 2 Peter. The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, and I'm going to be looking at the first five verses out of that passage of Scripture. Excited about the message. I do covet your prayers. You know what I want to do? I'll tell you this before we get Debbie to sing. I've got three things at least I want to do as I preach. I don't care when it is, when I teach, whatever I do, with the Word of God, wherever the circumstance may lead me, the opportunity may be provided for me. Here's what I want to do. Number one, I want to glorify God. I mean to tell you, I want to glorify God in all that I do. That's all this is about. It's about Him, friend. Listen, it's about Him. Hey, all things are created for Him and by Him. And look, friend, I'm to give Him glory and honor in who and what I am and all I do. Number two, I want to rightly divide the Word of God. I really mean that. Look, I don't always get it right. I know that, but my intention is to get it right. I don't get it wrong intentionally. I'll guarantee you that. It's not because I haven't tried to study and pray and read and learn and dig. And then, friend, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to edify. I want to edify God's people, and I want to bring people to a right relationship with Jesus. Whatever that may mean for you, that's my desire. Well, I'm going to begin reading verse 1 of chapter 1 of the book of 1 Peter right after Debbie does this song that we all love. The title of it is, Oh, What an Honor to Serve the King. He owns it all. He owns everything. Listen, you enjoy. I know that you will. If you want any of these songs, programs, whatever, just get a hold of us. We'll see that you get them. Enjoy. I'll be back in a moment.
Last night I was dreaming. I stood in a place, standing in the midst of a throne. Like a little girl in all of her dreams, I was dressed in royalty. I wondered how this could be, for I'm just a pauper, you see. Then I heard a thundering voice, it was speaking to me. For you I paid a great price, one day on Calvary. It all, He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a King. When I awoke, I realized it was only a dream. Then I heard a still small voice saying one day it'll be a reality. Oh, what an honor to serve a King. He owns it all. He owns everything. Hallelujah, just praising His name. Oh, what an honor to serve a King.
Don't you thank God? It is an honor to serve the King. Friend, it isn't a labor. It isn't a toil. It isn't something I have to do. It's something by the grace of God, for the glory of God, I get to do. I get to preach. I get to go to church. I get to live for the Lord. I get to live under the fact that He loves me and sought me and saved me by the sending forth of His Son, only begotten, one of a kind, unique Son to this world to seek and to save that which is lost. And one day, before April 23rd, 1974, that meant me. Now today, it may mean you, but let me tell you something, friend. You can change your status. You can change your state. You can change your situation. You can change your position by realizing that you're a sinner, by repenting of your sin, and by faith receiving Christ as your Savior. That, listen, friend, you can make an eternal difference in yourself in a moment of time if you'll just simply trust Christ as Savior. Well, I'm excited about the message. Look, I don't know as much about this as I would like to know. I just feel drawn to this passage of Scripture, these five verses in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, and will do my best with them, so I do covet your prayer. I mean that. I pray that I would honor God, rightly divide the Word of God, and be a blessing to you that have chosen to meet with me and Debbie here today. Listen to what Peter said. Peter, an apostle. He didn't say the apostle, but he said an apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctification of the Spirit, and unto obedience and sprinkling the blood of Jesus Christ. I like this. Grace, listen now, unto you, and peace be multiplied. Hey, thank God. I'll tell you, I like the fact that God is able to give us all of those things, and He's able to do it, friend, listen, in a multiple types of ways. But He said, grace and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, or out from among the dead. To, listen now, He saved us from something, to something, to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed. And I like this last phrase, in the last times. Thank God, I believe we're in the last day of the last days. Don't you? I believe that the sun is setting on the age of grace, on this church age. But as I read this, here's what I want us to think about for just a little while today. I want us to think about blessed and kept. blessed and kept. Hey, can I ask you something real quickly, friend? If you're listening today, this old country preacher, and you're saved, hey, do you know that you're blessed and you know you're kept by the power of God? If you're saved, say amen. If you're saved, raise your hand up and just give a little wave up to glory. Would you do that? Oh, friend, what a joy it is to know if our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life or our sins are under the blood, how that we're blessed. We are blessed by God the Father. We're blessed by God the Son. We're blessed by God the Holy Spirit. And we're kept by the power of God. Well, I don't know about you, but that excites me to death. Now, here's what I'm going to talk about today for just a little while. If you'd pray, if God, I would bless this old lump of clay for just a few moments of time. I'm going to talk to you about who is blessed and how we're blessed and what's the reason for which we're blessed. Friend, listen, when's it all going to come together? First of all, listen to what Peter said. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. You know, isn't that amazing? And every list of the apostles that I read in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, we find Peter at the head of it. I mean, the lists, as we read them throughout the synoptic gospels, they change. They change in order to some degree, but never how the first man that leads the list of the apostles, it is Peter. All that, that little stone, that one, listen, friend, that I can associate myself with so clearly. Hey, I can understand Peter, and I think Peter can understand me. I know what it is to be close to Jesus. I know what it is to follow afar off. I know what it is to be on top of the mountain. And I know what it is to be feeling like that I'm under the mountain. Oh, thank God for Peter. Peter, that son of Barjona, listen, he said, now this is written by Peter, an apostle. Isn't that amazing? He could have put the apostle. But he said of Jesus Christ, unto the saints scattered abroad. Now at this time, friend, listen, as the church has grown to a certain degree and proportion, as the apostles and the Holy Spirit have led men to fulfill what Jesus said, in the book of Acts, he said, ye shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth. Here we find that at this time of the church age, and not long before Peter was crucified upside down, we find that the saints were scattered abroad throughout Pontus and Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. As I understand what scholars tell me and teach me, that's up in the area of Turkey and in the regions of the Black Sea and up in that place of Asia, if you will. But here's what I want us to get. I want us to find out who it was. And Peter addresses them. Thank God, I'm about to get happy right here unto the saints scattered abroad. Thank God. Now wait just a minute. You know what else they are? Hey, listen, they're sanctified. They're chosen. They're begotten in Jesus Christ. And we get more to that. Hey, these are people that are blessed. You say, wait just a minute, preacher. They're under great persecution, are they not? I mean to tell you, they're suffering. Yeah, but Peter knew that after the suffering, there would be glory. They might have been scattered from Jerusalem. They may have been scattered one from another. And one of these days, when the voice is heard, when the trump is sounded, all will be gathered together for the glory of God for eternity. Hey, listen, unto the saints scattered abroad. You know what we ought never forget, sir, ma'am? If you're saved, your sins are under the blood, that we don't belong in this place. That we're just pilgrims and strangers. That's what he said here in this same book, chapter 2 and verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. He goes on to say, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. We're pilgrims, friend. That means we're someone that's away from home on our way home, and we're strangers. Isn't that something? We're strangers. That means we don't belong here. Oh, friend, I'm glad this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. He's writing to the strangers that are scattered abroad. And listen now what he says in verse 2. My very elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and it's through the sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience, and it's of the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, I'll tell you, friend, you can't get any more blessed than that, can you? Do you know it takes the Trinity to save us? Takes the Trinity to provide a way and a means for salvation for sinners like me and you, sir, and sinners like me and you, ma'am, how to be saved by the grace of God. And let me get ahead of myself a little bit. That grace and mercy and grace and peace that comes to us has been multiplied by what Jesus did at Calvary. But oh, listen, he said, look, we're the elect of God the Father. We're the sanctified of the Spirit of God. And we're the sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, how wonderful that is. We've been chosen by God the Father. We've been purchased by God the Son. And we've been set apart by God the Holy Spirit. How wonderful that is. You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about the doctrine of election, is there not? But I'm going to tell you what, I don't know all about it, but I know this. Election, friend, listen. Election is known clearly and completely by God the Father. And I want you to know, election never, 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 friend, listen, does anything negative to the sovereignty of God nor to the free will of man. In fact, friend, listen, somebody may ask, well, preacher, when will you save? When will you save? Well, let me tell you when I was saved. When God chose me. When God chose me in Christ before the world was. Hey, listen, when Jesus died on a hill called Calvary, as far as the Father goes, when He chose me in Christ before the foundation of the world, as far as the Son goes, when He died at Calvary, when He was suspended between the heaven and the earth on an old rugged cross, when God laid upon Him my sin, bless God, when Jesus became not only died for me, but He died as me. When He became my substitute, I was saved. And when, as concerning God the Holy Spirit, on April 23rd, 1974, when under old time conviction, when a gospel message had been preached, I knelt at an altar of prayer, repented of my sin, and received Christ as my Savior. Hey, thank God I was saved, and since then I have been blessed. Now look, it goes on to say, blessed be the God and Father, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Thank God I'm not dead. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I'm see. I was dead in trespasses and sin, but now I've got a lively hope. It's a living hope, and I thank God for that. Friend, listen, I'm telling you, hey, listen, it's a living thing because Jesus that died for me came out from among the dead on the third appointed morning. And you know what? Hey, He died to save me. But according to the book of Romans chapter 3 in the writings of Paul, He ever liveth on my behalf. He lives, friend. Thank God I'm saved by the life that He now lives. But I got to go on. And listen, he says, who is kept? Who is blessed? Well, he's talking about those of us that are saved. And you say, how in the world are we saved and kept? Well, here it is in verse 4. Look, now here's what we're saved to. I'll get it right in a minute. To an inheritance. Now listen to this. It's incorruptible. It's undefiled and it fadeth not away. Reserved in heaven for you. Now listen to me closely. My, how time goes so quickly. Can I ask you a question? Do you have any problem believing that God has got us an inheritance laid up? Do you have any problems believing that God has got something in the storehouse of heaven for me and you? Do you have any problem believing that He's got us an inheritance that is being kept by the power of God? Isn't that something? Listen now. It is inheritance that's incorruptible. It can't be tainted. It's undefiled. And it is that which fadeth not away. And it's reserved in heaven for you. You know what that means? It means it's guarded. It means it's garrisoned. I mean to tell you, it's there. And oh, it's waiting on me and you that have been saved by the grace of God to get there to enjoying it, to enjoy it. So listen, we've got blessings down here, but we've got greater blessings over there. Those of us who are kept, we're not only blessed, but we are kept by the power of God. Now listen to this. Let me say it again. Those of you that believe that God has got something laid up in heaven for us, He has laid it up. He's preserving it. It is being kept by the power of God. Nothing can get in there to spoil it. Nothing can take it away. Nothing can rob it. I mean, by the power of God, God watches over it, keeps it. It's just as sure for us as if we had it today. Well, listen what he goes on to say. Who, listen, is blessed? Who is kept? You and I are. You and I. Listen now. He said he's got a inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Look at that sentence. There is a period there. And he goes on in verse 5 to say, for you, he begins to explain in verse 5, who the you are, you who are kept by the power of God. Listen now. Through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Thank God, listen, just as sure as God is able to lay us up an inheritance in heaven, keep it preserved, undefiled, listen, without fail, sure and steadfast. It doesn't fade away. Do you know what? He's able to keep us. Those of us, like Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy 1:12, I know who I have believed, and I'm persuaded. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Philippians 1:6 says, unto Him, well, He that hath begun a work, good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Christ. Jude says this, and I love it. He says in verse 1, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, beloved brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ. Thank God we're kept by the power of God. Hey, God's got something laid up for us. God's got blessings galore. They're multiplied down here. His grace and His peace and His mercy are multiplied down here. And they're multiplied through knowledge, by the way the writer says. But oh, not only does He keep what He's laid up for us, what He's got in store for us, but He's keeping us. Aren't you glad for that? Listen, friend, you know our salvation began the day or the night we were saved. We have been saved. We are being saved. And we shall be saved. You see, look, redemption isn't complete yet. The price has been paid. The purchase has been made. But oh, friend, listen, my body's not yet been redeemed, but one day it will be. Sweet as the song I'm singing today, I have been redeemed. My soul has been redeemed. But thank God, one of these days, in the last times, in the last hours of this thing, I bless God, not only have I been saved, not only am I being saved through the process of sanctification, I will be saved. It'll be complete. It'll be wrapped up. It'll come to its end. Thank God when this old body gives up the ghost, when this old body is changed to have a glorious body likened unto His. When we, friend, have that see Him, will be made like Him. Hey, friend, if I were you, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Do you hear? Hey, if you don't know Him, right now bow your head. Humble your heart. Tell God you're a sinner. Tell Him you need to be saved. And tell Him you believe that when Christ died at Calvary, He died for you. And that if He'll save you, you'll live for Him. Go to Him. Plead with Him. Tell Him your case. He knows your cause. He knows your cause. And let Him hear you ask Him to save you for Christ's sake. And you know what He'll do? He'll save you for Christ's sake. Hey, we're blessed and kept. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.